Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
At that time, Jesus withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came, did him homage, and said, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." But she replied, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if Jesus ever felt, and I'm using that verb on purpose, I don't know if Jesus ever felt conflicted in his own ministry, but I know that I do a lot. Those of you that were here earlier tonight, like here before Mass, saw me with a guy right before Mass and with a couple just a little bit before that. Well, I had an appointment with a guy who had a thing going on that he needed to see me about, but I had this couple show up at the house an hour ago, and it was one of those situations that, to be honest, just breaks a priest's heart a little bit. I'm supposed to marry this couple in the next month or so. They're young, and she's just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And so they were asking two questions. First, if we need to, can we move the wedding up? Can you do it from the hospital if you have to, Father? Yes, yes, and yes is the answer to that one. And the second one was, and I want you to think about this, not because I'm trying to air their business, but because I think they're a model for us of what we're trying to do. If I get sick enough and he has to stay over, does that like count against us? I'm not that good. Not. But they are. And you can be too. I think something like that is what's going on in today's gospel. This typically gets cast as Jesus participating in the racism of the age. Jews didn't like Syrophoenicians, and so he's kind of like crabby to this lady who comes asking for help. I don't think this has anything to do with that. I think this has everything to do with a person who, because she knows she's not supposed to ask this guy for help, is brave enough to ask him for help, and he's able to say, "See, boys, she better than you. She gets this better than you do. She doesn't live with me every day. She doesn't walk with me all the time. She's heard like one sermon I ever gave. She gets it. And Peter, you're still sinking in the water over there." That's what this is about. And it's the reason why at the last minute, since there wasn't a proper, you know, Mass for the day, I chose for us to pray for the sick. Why? Well, for that couple, yep, absolutely. And that other guy, yep. And the three earlier today, and the 10 poor Stan probably had to go see, and the ones that you all know that I don't even know about. That collect, the opening prayer from the beginning of Mass there, you listen to it carefully, sure helps explain Dr. White's life, because it's the whole Christian vision of illness here. O God, who have shown us the value of human suffering in the face of human illness. There is value in our suffering. Now, that doesn't mean we suffer like for the fun of it, or we deliberately make ourselves suffer to, I don't know, rack up brownie points in heaven or something. But every time, especially when we're sick, especially when we're suffering, We want to rebel against and say, no, this is worthless, this is stupid, I should just quit. That voice is coming straight from hell, and it needs to go right back there. No, the purpose of human illness is made clear in the way we pray, that our brothers and sisters who are sick should know that they are among those called blessed by the Lord and are joined to him already in his suffering for the salvation of the world. There are some of us here who are sick. Our illness just isn't as obvious on our face. And there's not a person here who doesn't know somebody who is really sick. Not like has the flu sick, but sick sick. And that person's healing and that person's preparation for heaven depends, at least in part tonight, on you.